LeBron James has been called the chosen one and the next Michael Jordan. He's only a teenager. A high school senior from Akron, Ohio, is expected to be the number one pick in the next NBA draft. Cottage industry already is building up around his fame. From member station WKSU, Vincent Duffy reports.
For a generation, the biggest celebrity to come from Akron, Ohio, was Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone.
But now, Hynde is so yesterday. The latest big thing in Akron is LeBron James, who plays basketball for St. Vincent St. Mary High School.
LeBron James is the king in this game, going straight from high school into the Hall of Fame.
That's Cleveland rapper Dirty Rum, who has never met James, but hopes to make money with the LeBron James anthem. He's not alone. Still only 17, James has been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, his team has played on ESPN, and his other games are on pay-per-view. Sports columnist and author Terry Pluto says the situation is crazy.
I just hate taking these 17-year-olds and putting them on pedestals. And I know we do it with figure skaters, and we do it with gymnasts, and we do it with some tennis players, but I'm still not sure that this is a good thing. LeBron knows that come this summer, he will be walking into a $20 million shoe contract, if not more, plus another $12 million or whatever it is in the NBA before he dribbles a ball once as a pro.
None of that money is in LeBron James's pockets yet. High school athletes lose their eligibility if they earn money from games or sponsorships, so James still lives in public housing with his unemployed mother. But that isn't stopping others from making money off the phenom. Over 400 LeBron James items are for sale on eBay. Courtside tickets to the next game can be yours for $150. Chris Johnson, from the Akron suburb of Cuyahoga Falls, recently sold an autographed basketball on eBay. But he says it's become too difficult to get near James for an autograph.
Two nights ago, it was just insane. The cops, like he was the president, trying to fight with them, and they're pushing little kids and stuff in the walls. And if LeBron's personal security wouldn't have been there, one kid would have just got trampled. He stopped everyone, and just the girls that were screaming his name and yelling out phone numbers, and it was just nuts.
School administrators are doing what they can to keep life normal for James and his teammates. They rarely return media calls, and according to Jenny Ajami, who plays on the girls' team, the school has established rules for the student body.
He's not allowed to, like, sign any more autographs because of everything that's going on with eBay. And if we, like, ask him for, like, an autograph, he's allowed to, like, say something and we'll get demerits or something like that.
But the small Catholic high school itself is making money off James. There are television contracts, an estimated $15,000 appearance fee for away games, and according to Booster Club member Steve Conrad, lots of interest in the raffle tickets sold at home games.
Let's compare it to football, say. The football raffles, the winner will get maybe $300, $400. The last two winners have gotten over $1,600 at the last two basketball games.
At the last game, the winner received over $2,600. School officials say the money they make, thanks to LeBron James, will go into the general fund. And next year, after LeBron graduates, the basketball team at St. Vincent St. Mary will again be like the Pep Band. Not bad, but not ready for pay-per-view. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Akron.